Hi, and welcome to TSN The Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Dave Naylor, Michael Farber, and Gary Lawless to talk about the big story in the NBA playoffs, a story that has nothing to do with a game. The Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling has been heard on audio tape making racist remarks that have everybody in the NBA, including Commissioner Adam Silver, needing to do something about Donald Sterling. The question is, what can or should be done, Michael?
Suspend him. I mean, that's obvious. They have something in the NBA bylaws that allows it. We've seen precedent in other sports. Baseball, Marge Schott suspended twice. George Steinbrenner suspended once. What he said was reprehensible, and this is something that Silver has to do to clean up David Stern's mess, because Stern never acted against Sterling.
You know, I'm not sure how wide-ranging the commissioner's powers are in this case, but I would go farther than suspension, and I would suggest that his franchise be revoked. 70% of the players in the NBA are African-American. 11 of the 12 players with the Clippers are African-American. His coach is African-American. He has come out and spoke in a very offensive way to those people, and he drags it into the NBA when he says, the quote is, bring them to my games. Then it becomes about the NBA. I would take his franchise away from him if I had the power.
It tends to be a really prickly thing to do. And issues with owners that are not as outrageous as this, a lot of times leagues are asked, why don't you do something about this owner? What? It's their business. I mean, this is the classic states' rights conversation. But I do think Gary brings up a good point. How can Donald Sterling go forward as an NBA owner? How can the NBA go forward credibly with him as one of their decision makers? I think those are reasonable questions to ask.
It's supposed to be action speaking louder than words. This is one case where words have spoken louder than actions. We knew about Donald Sterling for a long time. There are two cases in the aughts in which he was involved with discrimination in housing. He paid off big dollars in order to settle lawsuits. Everybody knew. So how does Doc Rivers go take a job as coach of the Clippers and work for Donald Sterling? How do players go there and say, I want to play for this man? The hypocrisy in this is astounding, because it's not only the NBA that has decided it didn't want to deal with Donald Sterling, it's all the people he employs. And it's time, if I'm Doc Rivers, after this season, I resign if you feel that strongly about Donald Sterling.
What about right now? I mean, they held a meeting. Is it a reasonable suggestion, Gary, that Doc Rivers and his players refuse to play unless Donald Sterling agrees to sell?
Not in the playoffs, in the regular season for sure, but they are fighting for a championship. Yeah, you're going to say your principles are good in the postseason, not in the regular season, for sure. However, there's a lot at stake. You only have a limited amount of time in your career, and that's almost a victory for Donald Sterling if you give up your spot in the playoffs. For sure, at the end of the season, I would stand behind that 100%.
Well, what he has agreed to do is stay away from a playoff game, the immediate next game in the series, and I'm guessing he's not going to be at any more games in these playoffs. If you can encourage him or persuade him to do that, can you not go further and make him agree to give up the team? And whatever you have to do, if you can get that result, I think might be worth it.
I think it is worth it, but keeping him away is going to buy enough time to suspend him. So we're probably not going to see him again the rest of these playoffs. But you are talking about ownership. You're talking about something that is an investment. It's his. And forcing anybody to give up an asset legally can be, I think, a very tricky thing.
Especially a litigious man like Donald Sterling.
Sure.
I'm not sure they have the power to do it. Now, maybe he bends to public pressure here. He's 80 years old. Maybe he says, I don't need this aggravation. But he has shown no inclination in the past to walk away.
You know, I don't think the pressure comes from the public. I think it comes from the rest of the guys in the country club. He has offended them. He's brought dirty laundry onto the rest of the owners. Mark Cuban said yesterday, it's not my problem. Give me a break. Of course it's your problem. The owners, I believe, have to put the pressure on
Donald. The other thing
that
can put pressure on him besides the owners is the actual market in California. And I'm talking about season ticket holders and maybe even more importantly, sponsors. That's the other place that can weigh pressure on
this. But for three decades, the owners have known about Donald Sterling, and they haven't seemed to mind being associated with this man. I don't see that happening.
But for all of that time, there was never a president of the United States who was demanding action, never mind the commissioner of the NBA, fans, players, sponsors, anything else. I mean, this is a national issue that he is facing.
He's also dragged it into basketball. If we went into the backgrounds of the business backgrounds of every owner in professional sport, I'm sure Donald Sterling isn't the first guy to have made some of his money in an unsavory manner. He brought it into basketball. Now he's talking about don't bring African American people to my games. To me, that there is a line there that he has crossed. Don't get me wrong, what he did previously was quite offensive as well. However, now he's attached
it
to the
NBA. It was far worse. It was discrimination in housing.
Yes.
This is a private conversation of 9 or 10 minutes. Surreptitiously.
Apparently, there's no such thing anymore.
Well, maybe there isn't, but I think what he did prior to this was far worse.
Well, the fact that it's Magic Johnson, not that it should matter who it's anybody, but you're talking about in the Los Angeles market, one of the most respected African-American athletes in history, maybe, an icon of that city. I mean, it just puts it over the top.
Once upon a time, in the Los Angeles market would have meant, oh, that other team that nobody really cares about except when it embarrasses itself. Now the Clippers are front and center because the Lakers aren't. And Donald Sterling is, even more than his team, the talk of the NBA. That's it for TSN, the Reporters Podcast. Till next time, thanks for being with us this time.